Chris, you know, when you were, you know, looking at and becoming the president and CEO of this great football club, did you at all think that this was something that was maybe on the radar this soon as you worked towards joining the club?
No, I didn't, Jason. To be honest with you, I was telling someone within the last 5 days that my first 10 months on the job has been having to switch head coaches, dealing with the pandemic, and now making a choice to discontinue the use of the name. So I think that's a career's worth of work in a 10-month span.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of big decisions there. And when it comes specifically to the name change, what moment, or is there a moment that that you and the group felt that it was now the right time to do it, even with the cost that would be associated in a difficult kind of financial time for not just Eskimos or the Edmonton Football Club, but for the CFL as well?
Yeah, I think there wasn't a specific moment in time or a specific event or world happening per se. It was really all about what we've done the last, call it 5 years, and specifically the last 3 years in the North, where we developed relationships long before I got here that are now friendships and gaining their perspective and learning from them. And beyond that, what we've done in the last 15 days with, you know, taking a survey of the community at large, our season seat holders, our partners, casual buyers, and many segments of our community. And the resounding information in return was there was a fairly substantial shift in people's notion toward getting rid of the name. And further to that, the percentages were there showing that that sentiment was only going to grow as time wore on. So it was clear to us at that point that we knew this was the time to make a change. We want to be about unity and not divisiveness, and our name had just become extremely divisive within the last 30 days.
The Edmonton football team's president and CEO, Chris Preston, joins us on the program right now. Chris, you know, there are going to be a segment of the fans of the team that are very diehard, that are upset about the name change, and they're feeling a sense that, you know, that they're missing out or something has been lost. What's the message to them that you deliver today?
Well, I just got off a season seat holder live call, to be honest with you, and we need season seat holders now more than we ever have because of what you mentioned. We're in a financial crisis as a club and as a league, and we need them to help us build the next legacy. And what I talked about on the call partially was just that, you know, how some people, when I first got here, I learned very quickly that the grandfather brought his son, the son in turn brought his children, and now those children are bringing their children, and the legacy has been passed down and passed on. And that's what we're asking for as it relates to a name change. This is an opportunity that goes far beyond our sport. It goes far beyond our team, and we need people to do just that, to support a city, to support a team that really needs it right now, and to help us grow something new. And then beyond that, we haven't forgotten about you. We understand people have had tickets, Jason, for decades, as you know, and this is about honoring what they've brought to the table and continuing that legacy.
Did you have any discussions with alumni or current players?
Current players I have not spoken to, and I have not spoken to alumni as well, but alumni were included on our survey, and while I don't have the specific numbers and results in front of me, I can tell you that Tom Richards, who played with us, who's on our board as well, is in the process of having those discussions, and I'm sure he's had many conversations. And I would tell you as well, our current players, again, I don't talk to them on a regular basis just because I haven't seen them. But when I talk to our head coach and our general manager, the players certainly support our message. And in a change within society where the lens in which we view things is vastly different, I believe they're in full support of the message today.
We got the Edmonton football team's club president and CEO Chris Preston on the line. Chris, you know, you talked about the challenges you face in the first 10 months of your time here with the club, and it has been a lot going on. And to make it more challenging, my understanding is that on the call today, they mentioned that you were actually down in Arizona getting organized to return in Edmonton, and you were out of distance. How much challenge did that maybe put towards you and your group to try to make these decisions when you were, you know, this far away?
Well, surprisingly, that wasn't the challenge. We've done well at communicating. I mean, I have been here over 3 months now because the border has been closed. And so I left on March 22nd and have been here ever since. And you know, we've been through the process and have sold our home, and our items from Phoenix arrived in Edmonton yesterday, and we're planning as a family to head up on Thursday. So it has certainly been a long haul, but I wouldn't say that's had a negative impact at all. If anything, it's helped us almost to better communicate, because you are separate and you have to force yourself to not just hop on the phone, but hop on a number of Zoom calls or Microsoft Teams calls. So our communication, I feel, has been very strong, but there's nothing like face-to-face.
So where does the team go next as far as, you know, getting, ramping up the search or the discovery for finding a new handle for the Edmonton football team?
Well, I think we need to catch our collective breath here for a few days. You know, with every fabric in my body and those with on our board and our senior leaders and our employees, it's taken everything within us to, you know, have these conversations. And just within the last month, it's been extremely taxing on our staff and our board and again, our senior leaders. So I think we need to take a breath for a few days, let the dust settle, and then begin to work our process and work on a process toward what the next name looks like, how we go about it, what's a good timeline. You know, we do ask for the fans' patience. This isn't something that will take place in the next few days or the next few weeks or even the next few months. This will take many, many months to get through. It's a very arduous task. And so that's what I would mostly ask for, is just the patience to understand that we will involve you in the process. And we want to do this right. We want to lay out a plan that makes sense. And certainly those on the listening end of this will be a part of that.
Has there been any calculation about the cost, what that might look like to change whatever is required to be changed across the Edmonton football team's kind of world?
I think a few years ago there was some samples done, and I believe it's right at $1 million a few years ago. But when you come to the stadium, you see the name is everywhere. You know, it's on the field, it's throughout the stadium, it's in our office, it's on our business cards, and many places beyond that. And so that's why we're asking our season seat holders to stick with us, our partners to stick with us, more for than just moral support. We need you right now more than we've ever needed you. Clearly, making this change in the middle of the pandemic when we haven't had a season is a challenge. And we're asking for everyone to step up and stick with us like you've always done, so that we can get to the other side. But I would, again, suggest, Jason, it would be at least $1 million.
And one last one for you. You know, how much of a priority is it to keep the double E and the team colors for this group moving forward with the Edmonton football team?
I would say as of today, it's paramount. You know, certainly we understand the basis for the green and gold and what that means to our season seat holders and our partners and I call it our family within the community at large. And beyond that, we also know what the E means to people. And that's a longstanding moniker that really resonates with people. And we don't want to take that away. So we're hoping to keep both of those elements. And as we move forward, you know, certainly that's certainly top of mind.
Well, thank you for your time. I know it's been a pretty trying first 10 months on the job. Let's hope that things get a little smoother for you moving forward.
Thank you, Jason.